This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Rosalind Leake, Senior Director of Market Access for the U.S. Soybean Export Council, joins us. And Rosalind, with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement officially in place, replacing NAFTA, how will this benefit U.S. soybean producers?
USMCA coming into effect, replacing NAFTA, is a positive thing for U.S. agriculture, for U.S. soybean farmers. It really is a modernization of the previous NAFTA. So 25 years ago, we couldn't have anticipated some of the changes in trade and the way we do business that have occurred. From a soybean perspective specifically, it didn't change a whole lot. We already had tariff-free access, and we had good access. You know, Mexico is our number two market for soybeans, meal, and oil, and Canada is our number four market for soybean meal. And we have high, over 90% market share in both of those. So we were already in a very good position, but what this modernization of the agreement did was it brought in some new aspects of things about digital trade and intellectual property provisions, as well as looked at biotech and some of those innovations that we utilize in agriculture and adopted some of the more modern policies around that as well.
I would think for Kansas soybean producers, there's an advantage there just because they're kind of halfway between Canada and Mexico.
And I think that beyond just the soybean aspect of it, there was some better access granted for dairy products and for poultry products. So that too has a ripple effect within the agricultural commodity space. And so certainly that can have benefits to Kansas farmers as well as other U.S. farmers. But we have such strong market share in Canada and Mexico. We have some limited capacity to gain. But certainly, as they continue to grow, particularly Mexico, we will be first in line in order to get that business.
So say, for instance, the advantages USMCA gives the U.S. regards to our competitors, say, like, as an example, Brazil for soybeans.
So I think one of our strongest advantages is proximity. But certainly, when you have a trade agreement as strong and as well established as NAFTA was and now USMCA, that just solidifies and forges that trade relationship that we've had for so many years. It just makes it stronger, and it gives us a path forward to the future. It shows us that we are committed as the three countries to continue to work on issues of common interest and work on our trade relationship.
That's Rosalind Leake, Senior Director of Market Access for the U.S. Soybean Export Council, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.